Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan, said with several activities taking place during the Christmas season, persons are being reminded of their responsibility to keep themselves and others safe.
There are going to be lots of activities. So we're going to have the nine mornings, and the family gatherings are going to be frequent and large. The Christmas parties at the offices and home and so forth. So you have to remember two things. First of all, you have a responsibility to yourself to make sure that you're well, make sure you keep yourself safe, okay? Secondly, you also have a responsibility to the people that you're meeting with, especially those people who are in advanced age, people over 55, over 60 years old, with underlying medical conditions, diabetes, heart disease, kidney failures, people who probably have cancers of any sort. So apart from thinking about yourself, you also have to think about these people.
Dr. Duncan said persons should ensure they are in good health before attending public activities this Christmas season.
So if you're going to go visit, first of all, if it's a large gathering, try and check yourself a little bit before. Rapid antigen tests are quite reliable, and they're widely available. If you don't have at home and you don't have access to them, you can have access to an antigen test at any one of our 40 health centers. So you just need to go in and say, look, I just want to check my status and see where I am.
And Dr. Duncan said persons can get tested for viral illnesses 3 days prior to attending public events, and he is encouraging persons to continue to practice safe health measures.
So if you go to that family gathering, try and get yourself tested at least 3 days before you go. Test yourself again the morning when you're going. If you're positive, I'm really sorry, but you ought to stay home in the best interest of yourself and everybody else. Wear a mask, especially in tight spaces. If you're using public transportation, if you're in the supermarkets, you're at the bank, or any place where it's a little crowded and to which the public has access. Mask is going to protect you from spreading anything you have, and it's going to also protect you from inhaling anything that is around. So you really have to pay attention to yourself, your behavior, what you do, and please always consider in the back of your mind that there are other people here who are at risk, who are probably not as young as you are, who are probably not as healthy as you are, but at severe risk for getting severe disease or for being hospitalized with SARS-CoV-2 or dying from it.
Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.